Good morning, beautiful people. Welcome to my channel. I'm going to be doing now a series of Secrets of Career Analysis podcasts for all you beautiful people. This may be helpful, especially if you are looking to succeed in your current job or looking to change your career path or do something in case you have lost your job due to artificial intelligence, AI, and so on and so forth. First of all, let me dispel the fear that AI is going to do anything like taking your jobs and making everybody jobless. That's not going to be the case, at least so far as I'm concerned. Even though I use AI in my podcasts extensively, that is just a correlation mechanism between the notes I have already made from two certification courses I have done. By the way, the entire Vedic Astrology basic course is available now online in the memberships area in case you wish to deep dive and understand all the basics there is to know about this thing called Vedic Astrology. That is also made using AI. But that is just a capturing mechanism for my own notes and my own understanding and my experience of reading charts, okay? So it is not like blindly I have put AI into the business. That's not the way AI works anyway. All right, so talking of secrets of career analysis, first I'm going to be doing between natal and navamsha and using the Jaimini system of astrology. Going forward, I shall be explaining to you all the principles of Amartya Karaka as it relates to your career, as it relates to Jaimini astrology, and what tips you can take from there to understand your career paths and your planets and points. And going forward, I shall even be doing the case studies like I did for all the previous ones. So let's begin with the basics, part one. Number one, what is Amartya Karaka in Jaimini astrology? What does it mean by saying Amartya Karaka? It directly means, translated from Sanskrit, it means the minister. Atma Karaka being the king or the soul aspect. Amartya Karaka is the planet in your natal chart which is of second highest degree angle. Jaimini system considers angles. Okay. This planet with the second highest degree in your natal chart is your Amartya Karaka. Think of Amartya Karaka as the second house of your natal chart if you use traditional astrology. The Amartya Karaka planet is responsible for earning wealth, income for your family. That planet, that sign, whatever it is sitting on, that is what is responsible for your wealth earning capacity, or in what way you will be doing your profession. What is your profession really like? We'll be using this form of analysis. Check the planetary significations first, the sign which the planet is sitting on next, and then the house placements later in that order of significance. In order for us to understand the energies that are playing into your career part of your life. This is one part of your life. We are only discussing career here. Check the placement of the sign and placement in natal and then see which sign or house it travels to in the Navamsha. First check all the natal aspects and then see where it goes into the Navamsha. Natal is where it will play out in the physical reality like we discussed before in the Nakshatrapada series. Navamsha shows the part that will provide the qualities and characteristics to the Amartya Karaka planet. And you shall see all this as we go forward. Don't panic too much if you find all these concepts very alien, okay? Hang in with me. Now, as you can see in the slide, this one, check basics part two. I've taken a case here, for example, the natal chart is on your left displayed there and Navamsha of the same person is displayed on the right, okay? So we have two charts, natal as well as Navamsha. Now the number of Karakas I'm using in Jaiminis for the sake of this study is 7 Karakas. I'm not using Rahu. Okay, it's not 8 Karakas, it is 7. So the AMK which is said here is Amartya Karaka in this person's case, which is Saturn. And the Saturn, first we have to see as per the rules, is where it is placed. It is placed in the 5th house in the sign of Gemini. In the natal chart, But in Navamsha, it goes to the sign of Aquarius in the 10th house, the same planet. So the travel of the Amatya Karaka from natal to Navamsha, it has changed sign, it has changed house as well. Planet is the same. Okay? Bear this in mind as we go forward. I'm going to stick this introduction in every single podcast just for ease. If you have seen this before, just skip to the part where you want to come to the learning part. Basics part 3. I have used 7 karakas which are considered in this study. The Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter and Saturn. Totally 7 solid planets, ignoring Rahu and Ketu, as the basis, as per the scriptures. Okay. Aspects of the karakas are different from the main system. In Gemini system, the aspects are considered based on the signs where they're aspecting each other. Fixed signs aspect all movable signs except the one next to them. Movable signs aspect all the fixed signs except the one next to them. And dual signs aspect one another. Just remember this. You can even GPT it if you want. So it is based on the rules of the Gemini system, not the mainstream system. Okay? Just understand this. After I cover the planets as Amatya Karaka, and going forward by Amatya Karaka in Navamsha and that characteristic, this itself will be very large number of podcasts, then I shall begin the case study podcast for better learning and grounding. Because learning astrology without studying any amount of doing charts, natal charts, studying n number of charts, okay, unless we indulge in that, well, the study of astrology just becomes esoteric. It has no grounding. It has no value. It's like studying physics without any proof in the lab. You have to prove it. Is this true for me or not? That should be your question. It can't be just an idle rant or a philosophical rant of some kind. Vedic astrology is as real as it gets, folks. Okay? The secrets of career analysis. Now we come to Venus as Amatya Karaka, or the determinant of your career path. Everybody these days wants to become an artist of some kind, but is Venus your Amatya Karaka? That is to say, is Venus holding the second highest angle in your natal chart? Then it becomes your Amatya Karaka. Again, we take the people, the attitude of the planet, and the types of work performed as the determinant characteristics of Amatya Karaka. So let's take what Venus represents in terms of people. In terms of people, Venus represents your spouse, your intimate partners, cosmeticians, finance professionals, fashion industry people, creative artists, farming people, something which is less considered as Venus these days. People ignore what they are eating even. Farming and agriculture is actually connected to Venus. Did you know that? People dealing in pharmaceuticals. Pharmaceutical industry is also connected to Venus. Did you know that? So what is the attitude of Venus? You have to consider this as well. You might carry all this to your profession. If Venus is your Amatya Karaka, you might be artistic. Venus is artistic. All art forms are represented in Venus, as we know. Refining appearances of all kinds. Moon is the base. Venus is refinement. Moon is food. Venus is refinement of food, for example. Refining is a characteristic of Venus. Refined forms of everything. Art, if you look at it that way, is a refined form of visual sight, right? Painters, artists, sculpture, poetry, you name it. In any field that artistry Venus steps in, it tends to refine it, okay? So cosmetics, home, beauty, clothes and fashion. Attracted to wealth, Venus is the Karaka of wealth, especially in Taurus and Libra, right? Rulers of the two signs. Beauty and romance, in terms of spouse and intimate partners, for example. Outward appearances. Venus takes care of outward appearances. That's why females everywhere have a tendency to beautify their outward appearances. Internal matter is another quite different, as we know. But the females of our human world are interested in beautifying their outward appearances. That's also Venus. They are fond also of automobiles. Did you know Venus is a Karaka of automobiles? And they are fond of comfort, Libra, the sign of comfort. Types of work associated Venus may be perfumes, cosmetics, automobiles, interior decoration, fashion industry, wealth, fine dine. Again, refinement of food is fine dine. Medicine of all kinds and pharmacy and business. These are the general associations of Venus when it comes to your profession, since we are talking about careers only. Now let's speak of Venus's Amartya Karaka and in conjunction with different planets. And what does the refinements or variations bring about here? Conjunction with Mars, it can bring about hotel management, because it's in the hospitality industry. That's again Venus. Event planning, because Mars has to do with a lot of planning and execution and logic. Venus is there, therefore event planning. Think of Libra and Mars combined, event planning. Luxury sales, dances of all kinds, because Mars is tactile movement, bodily movement, and combine that with Venus, you get a combination of dances, teachers of dance and drama. Beauty parlors, because Venus has to do with making your outward appearances look what it is not, refinement of that. Cosmetic surgeons, cosmetic surgery. Why Venus is a outward appearance? Mars has to do with cutting, surgery. So cosmetic surgery can be also Venus conjoined with Mars. Now with Mercury, it does different things. With Venus as Amartya Karaka and conjoined Mercury, or aspecting Mercury somewhere in your natal chart, it might be into branding, because Mercury wants to have good communication abilities. Communicating Venus is Venus plus Mercury. Public relations, there you go. Design and media, social media, strategy, content writing, or writing in general in terms of romantic novels, even Mercury plus Venus. Venus with Moon will bring about professions related to horticulture, agriculture, nursing, art therapy, music, interior design and decor, vastu consultants. See, all things moon, home, heart, combined with artistry and refinement of Venus. Also, what you might not have guessed is horticulture, agriculture and farming, for example. Moon and Venus can also bring about that. I think the modern generation needs to go into farming more. People don't know how they grow their food. Crops, flowers, seeds, fruits, vegetables. Venus as Amartya Karaka with Jupiter will provide careers relating to musical education. Why is that? Music is refinement with Venus, Jupiter is education. So these people might become musical teachers, for example. Child counseling, Jupiter is a Karaka of child. Counseling is again Venus's forte. Cultural arts teaching, this is more like teaching from Jupiter, and culture and arts are pertaining to Venus. Spiritual teachers even. This is of a tantric kind. Venus is a transformative planet also. Self-worth coaches. Why? Because Libra is a sign of self-worth. Therefore, Venus combined with Jupiter, they can make good self-worth coaches. If Venus is your Amartya Karaka and Jupiter is aspecting or conjoined, they might make very good self-worth coaches. Or relationship coaches, because Venus is a Karaka of spouse. With Saturn, what happens with Saturn? Saturn is responsible for construction, therefore architecture. Refinement of civil engineering is architecture, isn't it? The Venus or Venusian aspect of civil engineering comes into play here, because Saturn loves construction. Especially museums and old buildings. Why Saturn is a Karaka of old things? Archaeology comes here. Because Saturn is interested in old things. Fashion, shoe and footwear industry. Ladies, take note. You'll have extreme fondness of accumulating all kinds of fancy footwear. It comes from Saturn with Venus. Housekeeping in hotels and resorts. Hotels and resorts comes from Venus. Housekeeping is the forte of Saturn. Keeping house neat and clean. Here's a tip. If you want to make good vastu in your house, keep it neat and clean. Saturn won't interfere then. Beauty salons. Why? Because Saturn is a karaka of hair cutting, of barbers. Beauty is of Venus. So people who work in beauty salons, hair cutting essentially, can be a karaka of Venus and Saturn. Fine dine and cafes. Sort of cafes we just make fancy croissants and pastries and coffee and tea, something like Starbucks, for example. That's a classical example, because Saturn has to do with tea and coffee, and fine dine has to do with Venus. Designer crockery. Why crockery? Because crockery has to do with Saturn. Designer crockeries, you can find that a lot on Amazon, isn't it? All kinds of fancy cookware. Image consultants, because Venus is concerned with image in Libra. Also in Taurus, your face. Now, if you bring Rahu and Ketu aspect, of course, it starts doing different things. With Venus as Atmakaraka and Rahu aspecting or conjoining it, you might be good in acting. All the actors. Movie industry, fashion, modeling and photography, because Rahu is interested in photography, anything visual. Camera is Rahu. So everything is YouTube, entire YouTube is Rahu for that matter. Funny thing, you are watching this and listening on YouTube, but this has no visual on it, isn't it, except for the static. Viral branding, anything tends to go viral as people keep talking, has to do with Rahu. Deception, because all these are deception. Rahu is everything deceptive, showing something which it isn't inherently. Social media, showing off something which you are not. Branding and marketing, again, selling something which is less than what it claims to be. When Ketu falls in, it does different things again. Venus with Ketu. Genetic research, did you know Venus stands for DNA? Microbiology. So genetic research can be there, microbiology can be there. Virus and microbiology research, because Venus goes into the refinement of life, into the DNA level of things. Literal DNA, I'm saying. Also, it can be interested in tarot cards, astrology and all these occult sciences. What I'm doing now, for example. Surely I should be having some combination of this. Natural healing modalities like Reiki and so on. New age healing modalities can also be Venus with Ketu. Next upcoming, Mars as your Amatya Karaka. What does Mars drive as your second highest degree planet? That's next. Stay tuned.
Career studies. Venus as Amatya Karaka. When Venus becomes the Amatya Karaka, the planet of harmony, aesthetics, relationships, refinement, and value creation becomes the ministerial executor of the soul's mission. This brings a professional style that emphasizes diplomacy, relationship building, refined presentation, and the ability to identify and enhance value in people, products, and environments. Individuals with Venus as Amatya Karaka thrive in careers where beauty, balance, creativity, and social grace are central. They often work best in environments that are aesthetically pleasing and socially harmonious, and they excel in roles that require tactful negotiation, brand management, design thinking, or luxury-oriented services. Venus here favors professions connected with arts, culture, fashion, hospitality, finance, law, counseling, and diplomacy. A strong Venus as Amatya Karaka enhances magnetism, networking ability, and an instinct for creating mutually beneficial arrangements. When afflicted, it can lead to overindulgence, vanity, or excessive compromise. The professional path is powered by the ability to blend charm with tangible results, turning relationships and refinement into assets for career advancement. First house, career focus, public relations, fashion, luxury business, arts, media presence, branding leadership. Strengths, attractive public image, natural diplomacy, strong influence through charm and personal style. Challenges, career over-reliance on appearance or social favor, tendency to avoid conflict at the cost of decisive action. Hammer's second house, career focus, finance, wealth management, jewelry, cosmetics, family business, fine dining enterprises. Strengths: ability to monetize beauty and luxury, harmonious client relations in financial or material value sectors. Challenges: risk of indulgence in luxury affecting financial discipline, family dynamics impacting business decisions. Third house: career focus, creative writing, advertising, luxury marketing, performance arts, social media influence. Strengths: persuasive creative communication, stylish presentation and campaigns, innovative networking. Challenges: overemphasis on style over substance, difficulty sustaining momentum in long-term projects. Fourth house: career focus, interior design, real estate, hospitality, cultural preservation, homeland tourism. Strengths: ability to create aesthetically appealing and emotionally warm spaces, strong community relations. Challenges: career tied too closely to personal comfort zones, difficulty separating home and professional matters. Fifth house: career focus, arts, entertainment, luxury education, speculative ventures, and creative industries. Strengths: strong creative leadership, ability to inspire through artistic vision, appeal to high-value clientele. Challenges: risk-taking in creative investments, overindulgence in pleasures affecting productivity. Hammer's sixth house: career focus, law, diplomacy, and conflict resolution, HR management, hospitality, luxury wellness services. Strengths: ability to resolve disputes with tact, create harmony in competitive environments, client-centered service delivery. Challenges: over-accommodation in negotiations, difficulty maintaining firm boundaries in service roles. Hammer's seventh house: career focus, high-value partnerships, luxury brand collaborations, international diplomacy, high-profile client management. Strengths: exceptional skill in building and sustaining mutually beneficial alliances, charm in negotiations. Challenges: overdependence on partner status or resources, career vulnerability to relationship instability. Eighth house: career focus, luxury asset management, inheritance law, high-end insurance, transformation-based consulting. Strengths: ability to rebrand, restructure, or revive valuable assets or ventures, discrete handling of high-value negotiations. Challenges: career disruptions through sudden changes in partnerships or financial backers, secrecy leading to misunderstandings. Ninth house: career focus, cultural diplomacy, international luxury trade, arts patronage, heritage law. Strengths: diplomatic influence in cross-cultural relations, refined representation in global forums. Challenges: over-idealizing partnerships or causes, personal beliefs interfering with practical decision-making. 10th house: career focus, luxury brand leadership, creative industry governance, media management, high-level diplomacy. Strengths: public reputation for sophistication, influence in cultural or artistic institutions, skillful brand positioning. Challenges: career fluctuations due to changing trends, overemphasis on image over core strategy. 11th house: career focus, networking in luxury sectors, arts and culture advocacy, social influence, large-scale events. Strengths: strong alliances with influential circles, ability to channel creativity into collective goals. Challenges: overcommitment to social obligations, dilution of personal vision in group agendas. 12th house: career focus, international arts trade, luxury hospitality abroad, spiritual retreats, film and media production in secluded settings. Strengths: discretion in high-value foreign dealings, ability to create beauty in isolated or exclusive environments. Challenges: career visibility challenges, risk of overindulgence in escapist pleasures, dependency on foreign markets.